Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. The advent of computer games and the internet, in tandem with the loss of natural space to development, aren't the only reasons kids spend less time outdoors.
There is now an over-reporting in the media of when children are injured doing things like that, or unfortunately being victims of some sort of crime, and because of that, we're a little bit fearful.
Cappy Manley, Project Wild Coordinator for Texas Parks and Wildlife, says parents fear letting their children out of their sight to play on their own outdoors.
The reality is if we can find a way to have a safe place for kids to be out and be exploring on their own and seeing nature firsthand and letting them embrace that world as their own, they're going to learn so much more than anything that we can teach them.
But who really loses if kids and parents are happy with the status quo?
Everybody loses. It's a bad thing. We're seeing that there's an increase of childhood obesity, there's an increase in childhood diabetes. Some of these things are directly attributed to the lack of physical activity for children. And for most of them, that happens by playing outside.
Go to lifesbetteroutside.org for ways to enjoy the outdoors. That's our show, supported by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for the Private Lands and Habitat Enhancement Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.